On today's Compassion Radio.
They're living among us, and they are ready to accept anything from America. So are we going to give them Hollywood, or are we going to give them the true Christianity that we know?
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Hello again, and welcome to Compassion Radio. Radio for the sake of others. We are so very grateful for God's provisions. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday as Bram and Sandy Floria caught up with friends Samia and Monir of Call of Love Ministries. Now, this conversation took place on site at the NRB convention, the National Religious Broadcasters. Hence, you'll notice some of the background ambiance. As we begin today, here's Samia talking about the discipleship of Muslims.
It's very hard to disciple Muslims as a group. Each one comes from a different culture, depends whether they're Sunni or Shiite, depends in what social level they are educated or not. So you have to tailor discipleship for every person. And it takes years of discipleship so that the Muslim background believer becomes a person who has a biblical worldview. Because a Muslim is not only a Muslim in religion. It's their culture. They say it's their DNA, their blood, their community, how they were raised to eat, in which hand to shake, how to treat women, how to raise kids. Lying, it's a big part of their life. I mean, it's natural for them. So to change, it takes a long time. So my husband's heart has been in discipling Muslim background believers so they become leaders in their communities. And the Lord has been using these people now in TV, in radio, in evangelizing events because of the discipleship, which is very important.
So basically you have to reteach them, or they have to relearn how to even live on a daily, just on a daily level.
Yes.
And everything that they do.
Yes. They lose everything. They lose their identity because their identity is connected with Islam as the ideology, as life itself. But the other part of our ministry is to equip the Christians in the West with the right tools to reach Muslims. We have so many misconceptions about Muslims. We think every Muslim is a jihadist, for instance.
Yes, and in our ministry, of course, our people know that we interface with ministries in the Middle East and throughout the Muslim world frequently. Mm-hmm. We know it's a passion of ours.
Amen.
But we get new letters every month that have a few misconceptions about what we're trying to say as well.
Yes, right. Yes.
We're not after a kind of general tolerance politically.
No.
We want transformation to happen through Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
And working with ministries that have that at the heart and soul of what they do, they know that it may cost some people their very lives to do so. It may cost others their culture or their families. Those costly things that Jesus talked about, what it means to follow him, are very real and present realities for these new believers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're with you in heart there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we want to confirm that in our ministry, Call of Love, we always confirm that we're against the ideology of Islam, the religion of Islam, but we love the Muslims who are the followers, the adherents. Most of them were born there. They're victims. They were brainwashed and they had no say in it. So we have to differentiate as Christians in the West between the sin and the sinner, the cause and the one who is a victim. So we look at them in Jesus' eyes, through Jesus' eyes, that they need salvation. But at the same time, we have to learn the truth about Islam, and this is where the English part of our ministry plays a role in TV and radio, because we want to educate Christ followers in America and around the world what is true Islam. Because what we know in the West is a watered-down, westernized version of Islam that we never heard of back in our countries. This is a version that's so close to Christianity that I've heard so many Americans say, wow, it could even be a different denomination in Christianity. And this is very, very critical. We need to learn this so that we can protect the next generation, our kids, from the westernized version of Islam.
So can you tell Brother Bram about Dare to Explore?
Yes, we have a Dare to Love TV program. It's half our weekly program. The listeners can watch it actually online from our website, calloflove.org, and they can watch it, they can go and see it streaming there. We also have 1 minute daily radio programs for reaching Christian radio as well, so that we can identify the misconceptions we have as Christians about Muslims, but at the same time, what they have about us. You would be surprised to know that Muslims who live in America are as much hesitant to approach the Americans in their neighborhoods as much as we are hesitant to approach them, because they think that all people living in the West think that they are extremists and they don't know what to expect. So we encourage the listeners, if you're a woman and you see a veiled woman in the grocery store, look into her eyes and smile and maybe start a conversation. Common things about school, about life. They share the same things we share. They have to pay bills at the end of the month. And you could be the only American who has ever greeted her since she came to America, maybe in 10 years.
And after initiating the conversation with the woman or a man, we encourage the listeners, if they have any questions, they can visit our website, calloflove.org. And Samia, all the time, within very limited time, she answered a lot of questions from viewers and listeners around the country. And also, I want to give some good news to the listeners of your stations as well. There are hundreds of books in the market about Islam from Christian point of view, but the Lord blessed us in Call of Love Ministries. Samia and a co-writer, they wrote a Bible study about Islam and how to reach Muslims. It's 12 lessons, and I will ask Sammy also to give a little bit.
The name of the Bible study is Dare to Explore, and many churches have given it in Sunday schools or small groups, and we are seeing hearts of Christians being changed towards Muslims. There were those who attended, and they had bitterness and hatred towards Muslims because of past experiences or because, you know, going to the Iraq as soldiers, and then after the Bible study, they now can see the difference and differentiate, and they can love Muslims. We have so many stories of Christians now going out of their way and taking the first step and reaching out to their Muslim neighbors and inviting them over for a cup of tea. And this is what we need to do. If every Christian in America reaches out to their Muslim neighbor and to their Muslim co-worker, we can reach the 10 million Muslims in America within a year.
That bears reminding, because if we don't look, we don't see.
Yes.
Right.
And it's not just in concentrations around Detroit or the eastern seaboard somewhere. Among us, in this country, in this culture, we have 10 million currently active culturally and or spiritually identified as Muslim.
Yes.
In this state.
This is other than the people who come and go every year.
Yes.
Visitors to America, of course.
So the reality is we have in our midst the entire world.
Yes.
Right.
We are still the melting pot of the world.
Amen.
But we tend to assume that if we don't look, we're not responsible. And we've tried to make that a cause for ministry, too, to make sure that our people know we are not just responsible, we are called. And God is still calling, not just for us to go overseas, but to reach out among us here in the States. But it's difficult for us to speak to that locally as well. You're much better poised than I am to speak about reaching Muslims locally, because I haven't thought a whole lot about it, because our ministry is focused about traveling to Muslims, engaging with them in other countries,
yes,
providing relief for Christians in persecuted areas. Mm-hmm. That's easy for us to concentrate on, because it's over there.
Yes.
I need to be woken up from time to time about the Muslims around me.
Right.
And reminding that the world has already come to me.
Yes.
So encourage us Americans that want to be woken up.
Yes.
What
Amen.
Can we do first now to reach these people around us? What would you recommend we do?
I would recommend that we learn a little bit about what Muslims in general believe.
Right.
What their culture is like. That's why we put together the Bible study. Once you're comfortable comfortable with some information. You don't have to be a scholar or dig deep. Just a little bit as a starting point. And then look around you. Is there a mosque? Is there an Arabic grocery store? Is there a doctor on our website under free resources where you can go and put in your zip code and you will find out all the Islamic businesses, schools, and mosques in your area. So it's very important for us to identify this and then intentionally go eat at that restaurant, go to the grocery store, and build friendships and take with you the Jesus film. We have the Jesus film. We can send it to you for free in 16 languages, whether the person is from Turkey or from Iran or from Iraq. The languages are there, or from Somalia. So it's very important to do that. Keep a copy of the New Testament or the Gospel of John with you as well and give it to them in English. We have also the English and Arabic. What I want to say is we cannot send missionaries to Saudi Arabia and Iran, but the Lord is bringing the Saudis and the Iranians to our neighborhoods. They're coming as students, as businessmen. They're living among us, and they are ready to accept anything from America. So are we going to give them Hollywood, or are we going to give them the true Christianity that we know? They think that Christianity is Hollywood. So we need to correct this first and tell them we are true Christ followers. It's not enough to tell a Muslim, I'm a Christian, because they have an idea they think they know. So we need to say, no, I'm not only a Christian, I'm a true Christ follower. And then they would say, so what is a true Christ follower? It means I follow Isa according to the Injil. I don't do this, I don't do that, I do this, I pray, all this. Say, oh, so you're religious. So they will start finding things in common, all right? They see that we are moral.
Not a bad word in this situation.
No, it's a very good word. And it's very important for us to know as well that Muslims are so open to talk about their religion. We in America say we don't want to offend people. We don't ask private questions. This is not a private question for Muslims. First visit, first encounter, when you stop with a Muslim, oh, I like your veil for a woman to a woman. So is this a tradition, or do you wear it as a religious practice for you? Or, oh, so is there a mosque in this area? Do you go to a mosque and you start the conversation from there? It's very important for us not to be afraid and to ask questions and be willing to pray for them. If they open up and say, you know, my daughter is sick, I came to America for a certain surgery, can I pray for you right now? They would welcome this, and they will have tears in their eyes because they love God and they want to please Him, and they will respect you for that.
So when we share them our own story, as Samia mentioned, maybe sometimes we feel, what will happen if I will pray and her son or her daughter will not be healed? I want to encourage our dear Christian listeners, pray for them and be sure that the Lord will, for to glorify His name, He will answer the prayer. He will heal their son or their daughter.
Or He will answer their prayer for a job.
For a job or so.
Anything.
We want to show them that we worship a living God. And this is something
so
very
missing. So you're
daring
us to dare God to be God.
Yes.
And He's God all the time.
He loves on His throne. Kind of thing. He wants us to do that. He wants to bring glory to Himself
without
among
faith,
Muslims.
We will not please God, as the Bible say in Hebrew.
Such powerful, transforming words from our very special guests, Monir and Samia, on today's Compassion Radio. And we'll get right back to the program. You know, friends, there's always more we can do. When you support Compassion Radio this month, your gift of any size would be such a blessing today. We can't succeed without your faithful prayer and financial support. Please call today with your gifts, encouragements, and prayer requests at 1-800-868-2478. That's toll free, 800-868-2478. Or make your gift online at CompassionRadio.com. You can also reach us by writing Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Friend, you make the victories possible. We need you. Please contact us today. Bram?
Let me just tackle it one more time, though, because you're telling people who may have never been brave enough to pray expectant prayers,
mm-hmm.
ones that you can only measure by the results, not mm-hmm. just by your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You're encouraging people who may never have been brave enough to right. ask God anything specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new thing for many
yes.
people in Christian faith to say, mm-hmm. I'm going to put my faith on the line now.
Yes. Right.
That my God's reputation is now on the line.
Yes. Yes.
I put him in front of this person to say, my God can help you.
Yes. Yes.
There's still fear there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still encourage them to pray out of fear, or do they need to be convinced first somehow? What would you tell that person who's tentative about praying that way?
I want to tell them that when we pray, we are not depending on our faith for the prayer to be answered. We're depending on God's faithfulness. When we pray, we pray in Jesus' name, and we pray for His glory. God is faithful. That He will answer the prayers. And He wants us to test Him. He wants us to go to the limit with Him and say, Lord, now is the time for You to reveal Yourself. If you have read the stories in the Old Testament, it was always like this. In the times of trouble, when we reach our end and then we have nothing but the Lord, this is when He reveals Himself. So I encourage every person to go to that limit and to test the Lord. Lord, reveal Yourself. The other thing that we as Christians can do here, and our ministry does it, we go to American Islamic festivals in cities where there's high population of Muslims.
How many are those now in the States? How often do you travel to do these?
There are at least 10 of them. We can't afford to travel to all of them. We look for places where there are no other Christian ministries doing it, and we go there.
Okay.
Like we went to Phoenix, Arizona 2 years ago. We went to Chicago. We went to Detroit once. We rent a booth there, and we partner with a church in that city. And then we do free face painting for the kids. We give them stories from the Bible. We give them cartoons, DVD from, you know, that talks about good ethics. But at the end, it talks about Jesus is the only one who can help. We have the Jesus film for the adults. And then they come, and we have young people from the churches coming and doing face painting for these Muslim kids. And you could see the smiles on their faces. These Muslim kids have never been loved before. A kid, as long as you're silent, you're a good kid. You know, it's not like our kids in America. We take them everywhere and we worry about, you know, taking them to soccer games and piano lessons and all this. It's not like this in the Arabic world. So when they take this attention and we give them our love and we offer them many things, they're open to the gospel. And then Munir talks to the husbands because yes. they're waiting for their child, for their face to be painted, and I've talked to the women.
Yes.
We have so many good stories about that.
That's a very important cultural distinction pretty much across the entire Arabic
yes.
and Farsi-speaking world.
Yes.
You do not cross those lines
no.
of gender when encountering
right.
or introducing yourself to family until
yes.
you're very trusted.
Yeah. Yes.
Very strongly we recommend this.
Yes, yes. So I talk to the women and Munir talks to the men, and we've seen so many being so interested to know more about Jesus and to watch the Jesus film. There was a young boy, 10 years old, who came the first day to the booth, got his face painted, and we gave him the cartoon DVD. He came the next day and he stood beside me and he said, you know what? I watched this cartoon that you gave me. It's very good. I said, wow, that's great. He said, but did you know it was about Jesus?
And he's a Muslim Iraqi guy.
He's a Muslim Iraqi from an Iraqi refugee family who just came to the United States maybe a year ago. And I said, yeah, okay, what do you think about that? He said, it's really good. Do you have anything else that talks about Jesus? I said, well, I have the Jesus film. It's in your language, but it's in English. He said, yes, this is what I want all my life. I wanted to watch the story of Jesus Christ. Can I have it? I said, of course. He took it, and then he went and came back bringing his cousins and his friends, who were all boys and girls, 10 years old, and he told me, they also want to watch the Jesus film. Can they have their own? So we were giving it to eight
so
or 10
kids.
So he
was our partner missionary that day
yes.
in the booth.
There is hunger in their hearts. They want to have someone to love them unconditionally, and this is only is found in Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
I wonder sometimes about the story of Jesus scolding the disciples disciples about forbidding the children coming
yes.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't just about the tenderness of the moment, but because he knew they would become missionaries immediately.
Amen.
Yes, that's
right.
Tell
the story of how much Jesus loved
Amen.
Them.
And in most ministries to Muslims, we tend to not take care of the Muslim children.
Yes.
And I think this is the most important thing, because these are the next generation that will be in America and all over. So if we reach out to them, we are reaching to their families and to them and their spouses later
on. We talk about that even for unchurched families that are without any religion in the States.
Yes.
We say, get to the children.
Yes.
Of course.
Get
yes.
them to love you forward into their families.
Amen.
And build a relationship.
They are the future of our churches
so
and society.
Why not the Muslim families in this
Amen.
Country as well?
That's true.
Amen.
We encourage Christian radios or TV ministries to take this in consideration, to produce materials for the children, and especially talking to the mindset of Muslim child. This is very vital and very needed in our country as well.
We're going to get back to some of those resources again before we close, but I would like to ask you just a little bit about what happened here today at NRB. You were honored in a special way. This is something that's very unique because of all the ministries that are having an impact around the world, you were honored in a special way today. Tell us about that award.
It's been an honor. We received this, that the NRB would like to give us the award of the International Impact Award. And it has different categories to meet it. In your ministry, you need to be reaching by TV, by radio, by publications, and by actual outreach. And we met all these categories. I praise God for
by
my
Lord's
husband,
grace.
By the Lord's grace, okay. that he is the visionary. And when we came to the United States in 1999, and we arrived at JFK Airport with our daughter, who was 5 years old, we did not want to achieve the American dream. We came here to achieve the heavenly dream. Since then, we knew that God has called us to be missionaries in this land just to pay a small tribute to the missionaries that the Lord sent from America to our countries, hundreds and thousands of them in the 19th and 20th century, to revive the faith in our land that started in the first century. Islam had destroyed a lot of the churches and believers had become discouraged, but the missionaries came and built schools and churches and hospitals. And I was raised in a Christian missionary school in Lebanon. So we are grateful for all the ministry of the missionaries that have come. That's why we believe we are missionaries here, not only to reach the 10 million Muslims, but also to equip the church and to encourage the church that God is doing amazing things among Muslims. And if we put our hand with his hand, wonderful things can be done.
Munir, tell us again how our people can learn more about your ministries and about the projects and educating Americans about Muslim culture and ways to reach them.
We would love to have the people to visit our website, calloflove.org. They can pray for us, and whatever it's needed to help our listeners, we would love to do that in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Munir, Samia, welcome to the Compassion Radio family. Thank you for making time out for us today. I'm glad to call you friends now.
Thank you so much.
We are honored to be your friends.
Thank you.
And a great conclusion to our two-day conversation between Bram, Samia, and Munir of Call of Love Ministries. And so exciting to hear about what God is doing through that intrepid couple. As we wind things down for this broadcast, Bram drops back in for our in-studio segment.
Friends, when you give to Compassion Radio, you're not just giving to a radio ministry. You're giving to a kingdom cause. We go places that many people don't go. In fact, for the past 30 years, Norm and Cher have gone to almost 150 countries at last count, finding out where God's hand is at work and joining in the effort to reach people that have never heard of him before, the kind of that last mile gospel. So you help us do those things in ways that many people just can't. We're intrepid, of course, but you go with us in every one of those adventures. And then we bring the stories back to you of how your investment in Compassion Radio made the difference for so many key people that are on the front lines of faith. We thank you for standing with us. We need you this month to do that very thing as we head out to discover some brand new stories of God's revival across Eastern Europe and what's happening in the Far East and in South Asia. There are great stories coming, and we can't go unless you send us.
And the bottom line is, these are stories that you just won't hear anywhere else, friends.
Friends, when you give to Compassion Radio, you give to something that's bigger than even I can imagine. Now, I'm stepping into this chair as your host after 74 years of incredible leadership by Wilbur and Norm Nelson. And I'm eager to get on with how their vision has already formed me and to see how he's going to take me to new places in new ways. I don't even know what those things are yet, but I know I have a strong enough template, Jimmy, to step into. Even if I just followed in Norm's footsteps for the past 20 years, we'd have years and years worth of material to put on the air. Friends, here's how you can get a hold of us right now. By mail at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.
And when you give us a call at 1-800-868-2478, you will speak to a wonderful voice on the other end who will love to hear from you. 800-868-2478.
Paula and Lena are with us throughout the day, and they treat prayer like a real weapon. So if you need something battle in the heavenlies, these ladies would love to cover you. So don't be afraid to ask for prayer cover for something that God's allowing you to go through right now, because this is a team sport, friends. As we engage together in fighting the spiritual battles overseas on the front lines of faith, there are front lines right here, too, and we can join in with you in whatever God's put you in. So call us today at 1-800-868-2478. And, of course, online at CompassionRadio.com, you can drop us a message any time of day. Jimmy, that number to reach us would be 800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. The website is CompassionRadio.com. And, of course, that's up 24/7.
Thanks, Bram. It's a joy to work with you. And thank you, listening friend, for joining us today. We'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.